and closed this off and moved it up here, what that would do to the site factor. He measured it and checked it for elevations and all that. This is actually a little bit better. He's not suggesting that we have to. I want him to check that and see if that was better. That is going to, is that a, that's an existing access that was already on the site. In addition to the clearing permit, we also got a permit from MoDOT to clear the right of way. So we'll be doing that soon. And so, because access is as important to us as, you know, we don't want to have a adverse access. Now then, the issue with the clearing and the fires, we called Taney County. I just verified this on my phone out here a minute ago. My son is probably is over this project. He called Taney County Fire on Thursday. They come out Thursday because of the calls, which is fine. They also come out Friday. There was a tree that had caught, there was a dead tree that had caught fire close to the highway. He asked them to shoot some water on it so he could cut it down, which he did. He hired two people at night to stay out there while the fires were burning at night. So if there's any sparks or anything went across the road, we could handle that. So, you know, it's always a concern of people. I understand these people. They've been there a long time. They got a nice pristine community there. I understand all that. But what's not brought up, they talk about compatibility and economic situations. What's not brought up about these meetings is this. This is, we are currently under development on our ninth VRBO project in Stone and Pitty County. That's the one next to Majestic that you recently approved. Those nine developments are going to create $225 million in economic development. Now, if you ask an economist, they'll tell you that that revenue goes in a community, you could multiply that by three. C-stores, rent, gas, etc., etc. Now, I'm not stating that for us to get any special treatment because I'm not expecting any. And, as you know, we're a pretty versatile company. When we buy something, we'll generally, we buy it for a reason. And we bought this for a reason. I also need to mention that all the property to the south, the 340 acres for you guys have been around this country a long time, it's the old Truman Miller place. Truman Miller come in here in the 50s and bought land all over Taney County. And it recently has went in, it's got several owners, but recently it was bought by Robert Lowe that owns Prime Trucking. I don't know what the current zoning is, but it has multifamily zoning. Am I not correct about that?
I talked to the city of Hollister, and they don't know the exact plan, but it's a planned unit development with commercial, nightly rentals, single-family homes. They don't know where it's going to be what, but it's a PUD.
So these people that's here tonight, they're correct. It is a pristine code. It is prime real estate. It does have a great view. And over the last 60 years that the development's been there, that they've lived there, this has transcended into something different than when that was developed. And so whether we do it or somebody else does it, you know, Mike Combs has already bought or has under contract all this land here. This is the high road right away. There's about 40 acres in here that he has under contract. I've talked to him. And I think that, and when you talk about density, look, when you the development costs that we're dealing with today, whether it's single family, multifamily, or nightly rental, development cost is way, way more than land cost. I mean, it's staggering. We'll many of our projects for infrastructure and parking and amenity cores, we're spending over $100,000 a unit just in development cost. So you tell people that, and they look at you and say, well, that can't be right, but I can tell you, I write the checks, I can tell you that's correct. So we would like to have this zoning. We don't want to necessarily annex into Hollister, but that's the alternative. So I think it's, under the circumstances, it's a viable. I don't think it's going to have a lot of impact to these people. And I'll also say, as all of you know, if we had left it as agricultural, we'd go in there and doze every tree down, not even get a permit, and put it into grass. I mean, that's reality, right? So, but we didn't do that. So we'd like to get the zoning. We think we're being fair about it, and appreciate your consideration.
Thank you. So do we have any more questions for the applicant at all, or do we have enough information to make a motion? Again, we're doing a recommendation for approval or denial to the Taney County Commission. So do we have enough information before us to get to that point?
I do have a question. Carl, do y'all know what you're building on this property?
We have different... No, we don't. Okay. No, I mean...
Did you choose the NR3 over the NR1 for a specific reason?
Well, to give us the most flexibility. More flexibility. Possible.
That's what I'm thinking.
Primarily marketability.
Right, right. Okay. That's
I will say this, just that it helps out. Just, and Scott Sterrett can tell you this, based on Taney County's parking code, the amount of parking stalls that you have per bedroom is so high that that already puts extreme limitations onto the density that you can fit on the site. It's very high compared to like the city of Randolph.
Any discussion amongst ourselves, or anyone comfortable of making a motion to approve or deny the recommendation?
My only question was to the feasible access to the property, and pretty well got MoDOT working on that. It is bordered by the highway and the high road right away, so it's pretty much by itself right there.
Yeah.
And I don't have an issue as far as I'm concerned.
And we've got a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, I'll go ahead and read the official motion. Motion to recommend approval of application 22-030 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by MRG Group for the parcels located at 18-7.0-26-001-003-001.003 to be rezoned from A1 zoning district to NR3 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
I'm going to abstain.
So 5-0 on that one?
5-0 with one abstention. Okay.
Again, the actual Taney County Commission meeting will be November 28th at 9 a.m. Okay, in our last rezone, we've got MRG Group LLC rezoned one parcel at 1611 Sycamore Church Road.
Okay, your last rezone, 22031, is MRG Group LLC's seeking planning commission recommendation for the county commission to approve a rezone request of one parcel, which is 07-6.0-13-000-000-020.001, located at 1611 Sycamore Church Road, Branson. The existing property is zoned A1 agricultural. The rezoning request is for R2, one or two family residential district. The vacant approximate 7.5 acre parcel will be served by Public Water District Number 3 for water and a Missouri Department of Natural Resources approved wastewater treatment plant. So here's the high road, 248 Sycamore Church Road takes off to the south. Again, this one borders the city limits of Branson. So here's our highlighted parcel. Zooming in on the parcel. And this is the Branson Commerce Park. It's a planned unit development. Again, businesses, single family residential, commercial, recreational. I did take some photos of this parcel. There's a high line that runs through it. I'm looking back to the east, and I did take some pictures of Sycamore Church Road, where they did have an entrance looking both directions. That's looking back to the west. And then there's just some pictures of the subdivision to the south that's in the city of Branson. I think your applicant's representative's ready.
Carl Finkenbinder, again, for the applicant. As Scott said, this is R2 that we're asking for. Right now, the current plan is either 18 or 19 duplexes in here. And so with that, we think it's not only compatible with the area, but given affordable housing scarcity in Taney County, we think it would be a good use. I know that's a big concern for many, and we think that it would be not only beneficial to Taney County, but also a development that's consistent with its the development that's around it. Obviously, it's residential there just to the south in the Commerce Park, and this is going to be residential, a little bit higher density, but not too high. And so that's really it. I don't know if it's too controversial. At least I don't think so, but you never know.
You never know. Anybody in the audience signed up to speak on this application for or against? Who wants to go first?
My name is Decker Tazik. I live at 221 Red Vine Circle, which is right below. That's not the map.
We're getting there. What was your house number?
221. That's where the property comes up to our backyard, where they've already dozed off a lot of the trees and everything out there. We've already got water running off into our properties. The house at 223, I don't have to keep the water out of the house. A week or so ago, we had all these heavy rains. I did catch somebody from the company after digging the ditch trying to keep the water from coming into that backyard. Duplexes we do not need. And I don't know how the road is going to go down through there. Is it going to go along our fence line? Is it going to go down the middle of that? But I don't understand. We don't need duplexes out there. It's not going to help our property value at all. I mean, if I'd known 2 years ago when we moved out there that this property is going to be sold, I wouldn't have bought. Because basically they told us that property probably wouldn't be sold. Then when it did sell, they told us it'd probably be 2 or 3 years before anything was done on it. Next thing we know, they're in there dozing.